They are a simplicity that is unique, for they are the very foundation of the creation. This is what we are attempting to give man on earth, this original thought. This is what he needs at this time. This thought can only be approached using pure language. It is not a common concept among the people of your planet. This is the reason for their difficulties. The Creator never imagined difficulties in his creation. They are the product of man's erroneous thinking. Two, meditation begins with a simple increase of awareness of the natural world around you. As you move down the corridors of time, let your awareness grow. Observe the beauty that lies about you, observe the handiworks of your Creator in his creations. Observe nature in the raw, in your plant life, your animal life, and then peer into the heavens and truly see the great works. Observe closely, allow your consciousness to open wide and really take in the beauty that lies therein, and soon a realization will begin to dawn in your consciousness of the true greatness of creation. 3. It is important that we see the beauties of creation and begin to catch glimpses of the creative consciousness behind it. We recognize that the ability to sense these qualities of life is the direct verification that these properties exist within ourselves. Otherwise, we could not respond to their qualities. It is only by mutual resonance that we experience. 4. Thinking is not something one does. Thinking is the act of becoming aware of what already exists. One does not try to think to become aware. One only has to remove his own thoughts and the universal mind rushes in to fill the void. 5. It is evident that all creations throughout this infinite creation are the works in either a direct or indirect sense of the Creator of us all. It is unfortunate that the people of this planet are unaware of the principles that were provided for the extension of the principle of creation. Our Creator provided each of his children with abilities quite similar to his own. Each of you has within you these abilities. They are not possible to be removed. They are within all of the children of the Creator, and will always remain with them. It was so designed by our Creator. He wished for all of his children to have and to use the abilities to govern and mold their environments at will. Unfortunately, the people of this planet have forgotten the principle that was within each of them. It is only necessary that this principle be remembered for each of the children of our Creator to fully manifest them. The teacher that was known to you as Jesus was able to use many more of the abilities than the people of this planet. He was no different from any of you. He simply was able to remember certain principles. These principles are not at all complex. They are very simple. And an understanding of these principles is what we of the Confederation of Planets in the service of our Infinite Creator are attempting to give to the people of this planet who would desire them at this time. These principles are not necessarily of an intellectual nature. They are of extreme simplicity, and may be realized by anyone at any time. It is only necessary that you avail yourself to our contact through meditation in order to begin to re-realize that which is rightfully yours, the truth of the creation and the truth of your position in it. Unfortunately, on this planet there is what we might term as interference. This interference occurs because of erroneous thoughts that are manifested in most of the areas of your planet. These erroneous thoughts are of a nature so as to cause a problem in the realization of truth. These erroneous thoughts must be totally obliterated from the thinking of an individual if he is to be successful in returning to the original thinking with which he was created. We have attempted many times to suggest to you that this original thinking is one of total love and brotherhood. This is not enough. It is very difficult for the people of this planet to understand these concepts in an intellectual way. They have for a very long period of time been mentally conditioned by erroneous thinking, so that they cannot easily become intellectually aware of the principles that are simplicity and truth themselves. It is therefore suggested that the intellectual mind be circumnavigated, and the principles be directly communicated to the soul or spiritual mind through the mechanism of telepathic impression in a non-intellectual or a conceptual sense. This we have found to be highly effective with respect to any attempt to get from an intellectual thought to a deeper understanding and awareness of the truth of the principles of our Infinite Creator. It is for this reason that we have asked that the individuals who wish to understand these truths avail themselves in daily meditation, so that these impressions may be analyzed by them at a deeper level, and therefore a true and complete understanding be arrived at. If this process of daily meditation will be continued, then each of those who avail themselves to this will find that they begin to become aware of things about them in a new sense, and that they find that they begin to appreciate the true creation in a greater and more beautiful way. 6. Pluck from your mind all resentment, fear, hate, anger. Leave not one stone unturned to take these things from your mind and close the door. Close the door tightly against them, for where these things exist, the seeds of truth do not grow well. 7. As our world is bathed in the violet frequency, only truth will be able to exist. All falsity will fade away of its own accord. That which has blinded man's eyes to reality will pass away before the pure violet fire, like fog passes away before the dawn. 8. So meditation is a process of becoming aware of the creation about us in a new way, of quieting the preconceived and negative impressions of our world and letting the higher reality of the true creation take its place in our conscious awareness. This is decidedly not an easy thing for most of us to do. It is very difficult for man on this planet to look about him and realize the truth for what it actually is. He has been conditioned, through his thinking and through the thoughts of others, for a very long period of time, to see things as they are given to him, rather than as they really are. The way that they really are, my friends, is extremely simple. This simplicity is within each of the children of the Creator. Each of them possess all of the knowledge that was the original creation. It is only necessary that they avail themselves to that knowledge. And this is very simple. It is done through the process of meditation. When this is done, all the truth and beauty of the original creation become apparent. And then it will not be possible for the individual to be fooled by the illusion. He will not see his fellow man in any form but perfection, even though within the illusion he has been taught to disdain. This was not planned by the Creator. The Creator only planned that each of his creations should express itself in any way that he chose. This, my friends, is perfection. If man on earth could only realize this, he would once more think in total harmony with the original creation. This may be done on an individual basis. It is not necessary that this be understood in an intellectual sense, or by anyone else than the individual endeavoring to reach this understanding. This has been demonstrated upon your planet before. The man most familiar to you having demonstrated his understanding is known to you as Jesus. He made the simple realization, and then demonstrated it by his activities this understanding. It was not necessary that he be understood by his fellow man, for it is impossible to force externally upon another individual this understanding. It is only possible that this understanding be attained from within. But yet this man demonstrated this understanding, pointed out a pathway, a guidepost for others, so that they too could find the original creation, and once more lead themselves from darkness to light. For light, my friends, is eternal and infinite and real. The rest is illusion. Go within. Become aware of reality. It is within each of you. 9. It is not in complexity that we find the Father. It is in simplicity that we find Him. 10. Contactees who are members of the different cultures of Earth receive messages about the spiritual leaders in their particular culture. In our Western culture, the messages most often relate to Jesus. This man known to you as Jesus was born into the physical upon your planet. He was able to realize the truth of the creation, and then he was able to demonstrate this truth to those about him. This man came into the physical on your planet as of many teachers in the past. Each of these teachers came into the physical for the purpose of serving the people of this planet. However, it was up to them to carry out this service. Each of them did it in his own way. This is within the limits of our understanding of the intent of our Creator. These teachers were limited. Limited by the same conditions that each of you and that each of all the people on the planet experience. The people of this planet have misinterpreted the meaning of these men. The people of this planet are at this time misinterpreting the meaning of the man known to you as Jesus. His purpose in his life was to demonstrate that it is possible through an awareness of the Creator's truth, to experience what the Creator planned for each of us. This man worked what was called miracles. These were truly miracles to those who thought of them as miracles, but this was given to each of the Creator's children. He was simply demonstrating the result of thinking in the original way as planned by our Creator. He was also demonstrating that it is possible for anyone, at any time, to demonstrate this type of thinking, and therefore, the abilities that accompany it. Unfortunately, the people have very much misinterpreted this man's life and teachings. He was attempting to provide an example of understanding so that each of the children of the Creator could seek the same understanding. This is the task of any teacher upon this planet or any other place in the creation. This is our task at this time. 11. This man Jesus taught brotherly love of one another, and love of the Father. Through his understanding of the Father and his creation, he was able to demonstrate miracles, as you call them. These were not miracles but normal, natural things that man can do when he realizes his kinship with the Father, and expresses this love of the Father. All mankind are the sons and daughters of the Father, not just one. We respect and love this man Jesus because he, out of many, was able to realize and demonstrate his true relationship with the Father, as all peoples of this planet are capable of doing if they would but learn the truth. 12. There was a teacher once known to you as Jesus. This man had desire. His desire was to serve his fellow man by demonstrating a knowledge of the Creator's love. Through this desire he accomplished things that you know as miracles. This man had true desire. It is only possible to achieve true desire by initiating this yourself. If you are able to initiate a desire that is a true desire, then you will achieve what you desire, just as the man known to you as Jesus achieved what he desired. He achieved what he desired because he desired to serve his fellow man in a way that was in harmony with the desires of the Creator, for he realized his unity with the Creator. 13. The Master known as Jesus, then, was demonstrating the understanding that he was one with the Creator. His vibration thus came into harmony with the vibration of the creation, a vibration of total love. This vibration of the Creator was understood by him, and he desired that we understand it also. Haton speaks to us also on this theme. At this time I wish to speak to you upon our understanding of truth. We could give to you many things. We could tell you of many mysteries that would interest you. However, we consider that it is first necessary to first provide for the peoples of this planet a simple truth, that is in reality all that anyone in this creation needs to know. After this truth is understood, the rest of the mysteries vanish, for this truth is the key to a total understanding of creation. This truth is the pathway to all truth. I shall at this time speak upon this truth. I and my brothers, who are with me in the name of the infinite Creator, understand a simple truth, that is the important concept in this creation. This simple truth is that the creation is one thing. Everything that you can imagine, everything that you can see, everything that you cannot see, all that there is one thing. This is not realized by most of the people of this planet at this time. Due to this, they are experiencing conditions that they do not desire. It will be necessary, if an individual is to find the pathway that he desires, for him to realize the truth of this simple statement. There is no separation. Separation is an illusion. All things are one thing, the creation. To effect one part of the creation is to effect the creation. We are here to aid the people of the planet Earth, but we are here to aid ourselves. It is impossible to give service to others without serving yourself. For you and those whom you serve are the same, you are 1.14. Man continually progresses up the ladder toward perfection, and though a rung may break under the weight of his many errors, still his goal is to reach the top and oneness with the Infinite Father. 15. I am Uxl. My friends, this is of no consequence, for I am the Creator. Yes, my friends, you are listening to the voice of the Creator. You hear the voice of the Creator each day. My friends, as you go about your daily activities, it is only necessary to recognize it. As you meet your fellow man in your daily activities, as he speaks, then you hear the voice of your Creator. Birds singing in the trees, my friends, speak with the voice of the Creator. The very winds that blow through these trees speak to you. my friends. And this noise that you hear is the voice of the Creator. For his expressions are infinite. It is only necessary that you hear and see these expressions. And then when you hear and see them, it is then necessary that you understand them. To understand that these are the Creator. This is what is missing upon your planet, my friends, the simple understanding that all of these things are the same thing. They are the Creator. This knowledge is self-evident. It does not require a complex analysis. It does not require that I prove to you that what I am saying is true. Truth, my friends, speaks to you. It is all about you. It is the Creator. It is only necessary for you to recognize this, totally, with no reservation, and then you will think as the Creator thinks. For the Creator recognizes himself, and there is no part of himself that he does not accept. For it is him, and he is one thing, the creation. It is impossible to separate yourself from the creation. It is impossible to isolate yourself from the creation. You are it, and it is you. And all of its parts speak to you, saying, be of the creation. It is only necessary that man on earth listen to this voice, and then understand its words. Understand and then demonstrate this understanding, and then man on earth will take his rightful place with those of us who roam through this infinite creation. For this is our privilege. And this is your privilege. For we are all the same thing. We are love, and we are light. 16 All of the children of the Creator throughout all of the universe, all of this infinite creation, my friends, are truly seeking only one thing, whether they realize this or not. They are seeking understanding. For this is all that is necessary. For once this understanding is accomplished, then all things are possible. For this is the way that the Creator designed it. This is the way that he provided. It is only necessary that you realize this. It is only necessary that you demonstrate in each thought this realization. And then, my friends, you and the Creator are one, and you and the Creator have equal power. For this is truth. Each of us is the Creator. 17 For I can only be, through you. 18 As you serve, remember each and every one of your fellow men as deity. Think of each one that you meet, not as this man or woman or child, but that each one that comes before you is the Father in essence. If you would think on earth of each one as part of the Father, with due respect in that degree, then the earth's problems would dissolve instantly. 19 Man is limited but God is unlimited, infinite, expressing in all men, all forms. 20 To see the Creator in every man is a beautiful idea, but exquisitely difficult to accomplish from day to day. Yet the Confederation contacts say that this message of love and brotherhood is the only reason they are here. They truly want us to have this truth before us. They do not seem to care whether we believe that they are who they say they are. They care only about getting the message of love out to those on earth who want to hear it at this time. Earth's last mile, we sad. 21 The UFOs are orbiting your planet in answer to the many prayers for help from your population of many beliefs, colors, creeds, races. We would not come to the aid of Earth unless there was a call for help on a mass scale. 22 We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator have used this method of contact in many, many places, with many, many people. Upon your planet at present, there are people in almost all areas that are receiving our communications. There are many of these people who do not understand what is happening to them. They do not understand who we are, as do you. They simply receive communications. The reason they have no idea who we are is that they have no concept of people coming to them from the stars. This is unimportant. The only thing that is important is that they understand the message that we give to them, the message of love and brotherhood. There are many other people who receive our messages who do understand our identification. In this case, it is also only important that they understand the message that we bring to them. This is what we are here for, to bring this simple, single message. This is what is necessary for the people of your planet to learn at this time. We of the Confederation have lived an example of this knowledge for many, many of your years. We are totally aware of the results of living the type of life that results from the understanding of the principle of love. We are not unwise in our attempt to give these principles to you, for we have experienced the effect of using these for quite some time. I am aware that these principles are not understood by the people of your planet, not even the people who have been given them directly, through channels such as this one. There seems to be a barrier to this understanding that has been generated through thousands of years of an ignorance of these truths. This barrier is so solid at this time that it is very difficult, even for those who desire this knowledge, to accept it and put it to use. They are able to hear the words and understand them, and even though they agree totally with the concepts that are present, they are still unable to assimilate them into their own thinking. We have suggested many times that in order to assimilate this knowledge into your thinking it is necessary that you meditate, but this is something that is also misunderstood. It is extremely difficult for the people of this planet to remove their thinking from the hypnotic state that has been created. Everything that they experience is created by their own thinking. You cannot experience something that you cannot think, because this is all that there is nothing but thought. It is found in many forms and expressions, but thought is the source of all that there is, the thought of the Creator. And this is what you are. And you are able, like the Creator, to generate thought. The thought that you generate is your responsibility. The people of this planet each generates thought, and communicates these thoughts to others. If the thoughts that are generated are of a low quality, then they will in turn generate low quality thoughts in others. This is a self-perpetuating action. And this is the reason for the strife and confusion that is so abundant with the people of this planet. It is erroneous to say that you cannot do anything about a situation as complex as this one which has been created by millions and millions of minds through thousands and thousands of years. It is only necessary that the individual remove himself in thought from this sea of confusion and express himself in the true love and light of the Infinite Creator. This may be done at any time. It is up to the individual. If he desires to do this, then it is only necessary that he do it. This has been demonstrated to the people of this planet many times in the past by the teachers who were here to demonstrate to the people of Earth life and the expressions of the Creator as they were intended. It is a very simple lesson, but man on Earth desires to ignore this. Very few accept these teachings, and stand in the light and express only the love and understanding of the Creator of us all. This is unfortunate. It is a situation that we who are in the service of our Infinite Creator are attempting to remedy, by giving instructions which are not only verbal, and which have difficulty in penetrating the barrier which the mind has erected, but instructions of a nature that will bypass this intellectual barrier and reach the spiritual self directly. This is done, of course, during the process of meditation. This is why we have stated, for so many years that meditation is extremely important. It is only necessary that you avail yourself to these concepts for these concepts to begin to cause the individual to realize once more his proper stature and position in the Creator's scheme of things. It was stated by your last great teacher, "Know ye not that ye are gods?" This man understood the true created purpose of all of mankind. Why is it necessary for people, especially people who have been made aware of truth through their seeking, to stop short of achieving the knowledge of their true created purpose and being? We have been puzzled, at times, by the inability of the people in general of this planet to be awakened to this simple truth. We suggest that it is necessary to maintain a continual awareness of your objective. We suggest that that objective is to realize your true position in the creation, and then to act in a manner intended by the Creator. In order to do this, it will be necessary that a considerable effort be put forth. We find that the state of hypnosis brought about by the evolution of thought of the people of this planet is so great that if an individual is to free himself from it, it is necessary for him to maintain a constant awareness of his spiritual nature and purpose, and to augment this awareness with meditation. The effort put forth to do this will be much more rewarding than any other activity that the individual can engage in. This step must be successfully made by each individual of this planet at some time or other. Wouldn't it be reasonable to do it at the earliest possible time? For it is an extremely beneficial step. We would suggest that if progress is seemingly slow, then additional meditation may be necessary, for only in this way can the people of planet Earth free themselves from the erroneous thoughts that have been impressed upon them for so very long. 23 Each part is a portion of the creation. Each holds equal rank. I am aware that there are many upon your planet who would not understand this concept. They feel pain, if it is within their individual being, but they do not feel the pain of others. This is not so with the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. We feel your pain, and this brings us to you at this time, to serve you. For in doing so, we serve ourselves, since you and we are one. Your pain is felt throughout all of the creation, and for this reason there are many, many here to serve you at this time. We serve you in the very best way that we can. To eliminate this pain, we give to you the information that you need in order to eliminate this pain. It is something that may be done in the twinkling of an eye. It is the way that the Creator planned. He did not, however, anticipate that his children would create from their own desires the pain that we now feel emanating from your planet. This is a result of the desire of the people of this planet. Unfortunately, these desires affect not only the ones generating the desire, but also others who live on the surface. It is what you call a contagion. It requires an extreme degree of understanding to live upon your surface and not experience this contagion. It can be done, my friends. It is only necessary that you know and demonstrate the Creator's truth in every thought and deed. And then you will be freed from the effect of the desires of your brothers who live about you on the surface of your planet. At this time, very few of the people upon this planet are seeking anything outside of the physical illusion that so constantly busies their minds with trivialities. We of the Confederation of Planets are aware of the trivial nature of the things that involve most of the people of your planet. These things seem of great importance to them. However, the importance of their activities is a function of their inability to still their active minds, and return to the awareness of reality that is possible through meditation. The activities that seem so important to the people of this planet at this time are so very transient as to be in reality negligible, as are all activities within the physical, except for that activity of service to one's fellow man. For through service, one builds one's awareness of truth. This is the reason for life, as you know it, in the physical. 24 Truth is all about you. Very obvious to those who have stilled themselves for the very short time that is required to become aware of it. It is very obvious, to those of us who view the creation of the Father in its original form. All of its parts act to support all of its other parts. All that sustains each of us is a gift of our Creator. All of the joys and experiences that come to us are gifts of our Creator. It is only man upon this planet who has become lost in a complex creation of his own, with many thoughts of a complex but trivial nature that keep them very busy, in an effort to reach that which is of no value, a minor creation that will last only the shortest period of time, which has no value, once it is attained, for he will lose it, and once again return to the creation. 25 Never allow your mind to be your sole ruler. A man who allows his heart to think will not perish. 26 The thing is that man of earth, in so many cases, has a distorted idea of what is necessary and he becomes rather controlled, under pressures that he feels are necessary and are acquired by his environment, rather than controlling it. It becomes difficult to withdraw and bring about the realization of his true IAM. When man becomes truly conscious of his oneness with creation, this takes precedence over all other things, and as this becomes more and more a part of his consciousness, it becomes easier and easier to have a true realization of this. 27 One of the larger questions which faces the entity who claims that the Creator is one universal thing, that God is love, is the question of evil. How can it possibly exist if the universe is all one thing? Here are some thoughts from the Space Contacts on this. There are groups who express themselves in ways that were never conceived by the original thought. The original thought, however, provided for no limits on expression. It is possible, therefore, for any of the Creator's children to express themselves in any manner that they desire. For this reason, throughout the creation, there are individuals and groups expressing themselves in infinite numbers of ways. You, at your present state of understanding, consider some of the expressions to be evil. We consider them to be expressions. We find that for our purpose, certain expressions to be of a more beneficial nature to our own enjoyment than others.